Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Sam, before we get back to the props, our mutual friend Brett McMurphy of On3 tweeting earlier this hour, an agent summed up the situation in Oxford as, quote, only Lane Kiffin would burn a bridge while still trying to stand on it. He apparently is taking his offensive staff with him to LSU. And who the hell knows what this means, Sam, for Ole Miss as far as the college football playoff is concerned?
Probably a bet against team in the playoff, right? I know we had said, well, if Lane leaves, how much is it worth? Well, if he brings the whole offensive staff with him, that's a different conversation, no?
Is there any way... Because the committee did this with FSU a couple years ago when Jordan Travis got hurt, kept them out of the playoff. And there is kind of like this gray area with extenuating circumstances, with injuries or coaches leaving. If all the offensive coaches leave, could the committee leave Ole Miss out of the playoff? Is that something that's actually realistic? Like, feel free to say no.
I think it's realistic. I can't imagine that they would ding an Ole Miss team that went 11-1. And keep them out of the playoff because their coach was selfish. Like, that to me is a little different with Florida State. I mean, a lot of similarities, of course, a team that deserved to be in, not getting in. But can you imagine them dinging the players? The players had nothing to do with this. Like, that would be a huge problem for the sport.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm being sincere right now. I don't know if it's likely. I don't know if it's the craziest thing that if, like, all the coaches leave, could the committee leave Ole Miss out and put, like, Miami in? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I do think it's something that has to be considered, given that, like, the committee has this in place for situations like this. Like, they did it with an undefeated Florida State team because the quarterback got hurt. And now, if, like, all the coaches are going to leave, we'll see what happens. Anyway, back to the NFL. Anything on the board before we... I'll roll through the props quickly here, and then we'll do the underdogs.
Just more money on Arizona. They're definitely taking the 3.5. But nothing crazy. Pittsburgh getting more under money. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, that down to 45 at multiple books. And a little bit more money on the Washington Commanders. I know you were talking about looking for 6.5. I don't think we get to 6.5 tonight. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, with Washington and Denver. And there is wind expected in the Steelers-Bills game. Not as bad, it looks like, as what the wind will get with Cleveland, with the Browns and the Niners. But there is wind expected with the Bills-Steelers game this afternoon in Pittsburgh. All right, rest of the props. Colts and the Texans. Jaden Higgins. Been betting him every week. Every week he goes over. I think he's awesome. And Nico Collins going to get a lot of Sauce Gardner in this game. Jaden Higgins over 36.5 receiving yards. 2 anytime touchdowns, both on the Texans side. The Texans are running more 11 personnel with multiple tight ends on the field. So let's take a look at Houston's backup tight end, the number 2, and that is Russell's grandson, average chocolates, hopefully cash an anytime touchdown bet, Cade Stover for Houston, and Jalen Noel, the first, who split slot time with Christian Kirk, C.J. Stroud back in the lineup, small money bets on the anytime touchdown, Stover and Noel. Dolphins and the Saints. I just want to see what Jalen Waddle's number currently is. Miami hosting New Orleans. Waddle is at 69.5. I do like over on Waddle. If you remember a couple weeks ago when Sam and I bet Waddle over second half receiving yards, he dropped like three passes in Madrid against the Commanders, which was probably the biggest affront committed by Americans in Spain since the Spanish-American War. That football game. It was absolutely terrible. Waddle over a nice 69.5 receiving yards, anytime touchdowns. How about Ollie Gordon? It's like Miami's goal line back behind Devon Achane. And if you're feeling spicy, Mason Tipton for the New Orleans Saints at a big price. Starting to get targets in their passing game. Caught a long touchdown in the preseason from Tyler Shock. Falcons and the Jets. I actually think both Jets wide receivers with Garrett Wilson out are interesting in this game. Both former second-round picks, A.D. Mitchell and John Mechie. Mechie has a higher floor than Mitchell, but I think Mitchell has a higher ceiling. And I'm an A.D. Mitchell guy, and if you hear me make this bet and you don't want to make it, it's a free country. You don't have to. I have bet A.D. Mitchell over 35.5 receiving yards, anytime touchdowns. Tyler Algier should be close to the same price every week as Bijan Robinson. Algier comes in and plays in the red zone. Tyler Algier, anytime touchdown. And Alan Lazard, the ageless wonder, operating as the Jets' number three wideout for Tyrod Taylor. I put a couple bucks on Alan Lazard to score a touchdown today for the Jets. Bucks on the Cardinals. So Jamel Dean is playing for Tampa, which makes the pass-catching matchups for Arizona not as good. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is back for Arizona. I want to see what his number is and if it's moved at all. It's the same. Okay, I like the Marvin Harrison over 48.5. Michael Wilson has had a couple great games in a row while Harrison's been out. Wilson's 53.5, Harrison's 48.5. Maybe that holds. I'll bet on talent here. I think Harrison's number should be higher than Wilson's. So Harrison over receiving yards for the Arizona Cardinals. Rams and the Panthers. I think all these yardage props suck. I don't like any of them. If I had to bet one, it would be Tet McMillan. I haven't bet any yardage props in the game. Do have a couple anytime touchdowns I like, though. So the Rams are running a ton of three tight ends. So let's play the tight end at the longest odds to score. Clarissa's brother, Ferguson. Terrence Ferguson, anytime touchdown for the Rams. And Kanata Mumfield, who scored for us in the international game, Rams-Jaguars, who's operating as the Rams' fourth receiver at a huge price, got targeted a couple times last week. Kanata Mumfield, anytime touchdown for Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Seahawks and the Vikings. So JSN's first number is a 9. If it's not a 1, I feel like he should be bet. So I do like the JSN. Sammy, can I talk you into Justin Jefferson over 56.5 with Max Brosmer at quarterback?
You can. Can I ask you a question? Should I start Jordan Addison in fantasy?
Over who?
Terry McLaurin.
No.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Definitely not.
They're projected to have the same amount. You know how those go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, McLaurin's the Mariota's like a legitimate. Brosmer might be the worst quarterback we've ever seen. I think that's an easy one. And then whatever happens, happens. I am in a dynasty league, and I am sitting Jordan Addison today in favor of Troy Franklin, Shamari DK, Quentin Johnston, and Zach Ertz. I don't like Addison. Yeah, and look, maybe Brosmer's awesome. It's possible. I don't want to bet on that before the game. I don't like any touchdown prices in Seahawks-Vikings. I guess Brosmer would be the one at a long price if you wanted to bet him. I don't. Bills and the Steelers, we don't know if Dalton Kincaid's going to play, which would impact this bet. I do like Khalil Shakir, provided Kincaid does not play. And the Bills did elevate practice squad tight end yesterday, which would seem to be pessimistic about Dalton Kincaid's availability. So Shakir, over 50.5 receiving yards. Both backup running backs anytime touchdowns because both guys touch the ball a lot. Kenny Gainwell for Pittsburgh, Ty Johnson for Buffalo. Chargers and the Raiders. The middle of the field is open every game the Raiders play. That's Aronde Gadsden over the middle for the Chargers. 48.5 is his receiving yards price. And for Vegas, as part of the reports about Chip Kelly's ouster, that Pete Carroll's not playing any of the rookies, and maybe that'll change now that the team's really terrible. Jack Besh was the Raiders' rookie second-round receiver. He's at a massive price to score today, like 25-1. I think that's worth a couple bucks. Jack Besh, anytime touchdown for Vegas. And then Sunday night, Broncos and the Commies. Troy Franklin is actually Denver's number one wide receiver, not Cortland Sutton. And that can change tonight, but Franklin's gotten way more targets than Sutton. Franklin's number's lower than Sutton's. I disagree with that. So let's go over on Troy Franklin, over 48.5 receiving yards. And you know the drill. The Commanders have three running backs. They play all of them. Let's bet the one at the longest odds to score. That is former Boise State Bronco, Jeremy McNichols. And those are the yardage and touchdown props for Week 13, NFL Sunday. Anything cooking, Sammy, on the old big board here on Countdown to Kickoff?
I wouldn't say cooking. There's some Tampa money. Holy cow. I would say that's cooking, but nothing else of note. Tampa to 4. And now 4.5 at a couple books against Arizona. So I did not expect to see 4, 4.5. I thought we were headed to 3. You had even asked, are we going to get to 3? And the line was trending that way. Bucks, of course, favored at home against Arizona. It was trickling down to 3, and now it's 4 and 4.5. BetMGM still 3.5 minus 120.
Yeah, I'm seeing 4s at the offshore spot I'm looking at right now as well. Should we text Paul?
Sure. I mean, he's going to like Arizona no matter what.
I kind of want to join him now that the number's going up. If we get a 4.5 in between now and kickoff, I'll put a small bet in on the Cardinals.
There are multiple 4.5s. One of them is at the green book. Another one is at the blue book.
Ooh. Should we make it legendary? We need MGM to move this to 4.5.
They're sleeping at the wheel right now.
If you'd like to bet the People's Sportsbook, if you'd like to bet Tampa, BetMGM is your home to do so. 3.5 minus 120 is the number at our show sponsor, BetMGM. I'm looking right now. It doesn't seem like anything else is happening, right? Jaguars Titans is 6 and 42.5. Niners Browns is holding steady. I guess the Panthers keep getting bet. I don't know if we're going to drop to 9.5 here, Sammy, but the money line price is moving right now. That is a little surprising to me. It seems like Carolina seems to be a pretty popular bet at the moment.
Definitely more money, more tickets on the Rams, more cash on Carolina. There's only one 9.5 that I see, but a lot of 10s have gotten cheap on the Carolina side. So minus 105, minus 102. There's definitely enough financial support on Carolina. You're going to have more bets on the Rams, more small bets, more parlays, more money line parlays. I mean, the books would love Carolina to keep this thing close. But definitely when we started our show, this was 10.5 on the way to 11. Now we're on the way to 9.5 at multiple places.
I see so Sam has a sports betting podcast in addition to what he does here for the BetMGM Network, Chicken Dinner, which is an awesome show that I encourage everybody to check out on socials at Chicken X Dinner. So you tweeted, Sam, during the break, the bartender's bets, which Sam broke on the show in the last segment. What is the liquor that you're holding in this picture? And is that from like just now? You took that during the break, or is that an old picture?
Yeah, that's a new picture, because if you couldn't tell, the suitcase, I forgot to crop the suitcase out from the flight that I took. The suitcase is not, look, I like to unpack my suitcase relatively soon, but I just rolled that thing in there and have not moved it. That is Monkey Gin. Very, very good gin for those that like gin.
Oh, I just, my stomach is curdling as I hear that. Vodka is the only liquor that I can really stomach and put down. What is the underdog money line parlay for today? Honestly, we got a lot of good choices, man. I feel like a couple Sundays recently, we haven't really had a lot of good ones. I feel like you can make the case for a number of dogs to win outright today.
I was definitely going to go Saints no matter what. And then when bartender came Falcons, I decided, the hell with it. Jets. So I'm going Saints and Jets plus 605 at BetMGM.
I think you can make the case for the following teams to win outright today, even if it doesn't happen. I think you can make a decent case for it. The Browns, not that they're as good as the Niners, but they're at home. The defense is really good and there's weather. I think you can make the, I don't want to make the case, but you could make a case for Tennessee at home. Definitely Houston. Definitely New Orleans is in mine. The Jets is in mine also. Either you can make a case for Arizona. You can make a case for the Steelers. I'll do a three-teamer, Sam. I'll do your Saints and Jets, and I'll put the Texans in there as well against the broken fibula Daniel Jones, or fractured fibula Daniel Jones.
I just have such FOMO. I don't know why I haven't put the Texans in my card yet. Not only Moneyline, but plus three. I'm so jaded because I didn't make that playoff bet 3 weeks ago when nobody wanted to talk about him and everybody was saying the season was over because Stroud was hurt. They are right there, man. And I think that's why I haven't gotten there today, because I'm mad at myself. I think that's the truth.
Okay. Well, I think you got to show yourself a little self-love and maybe get off the pity party and let's bet the Houston Texans together.
I'm not betting the Colts, that's for sure. That ain't happening.
How about Femi a couple weeks ago bet the Texans to win the AFC South at 16-1.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they win today and it gets interesting. And Tyler writes in our chat, and he's right, that Daniel Jones can't move laterally. Here's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, like two aliens. I do like the Texans, and I like the under. I like both.
I like Tyler's actual comment. The actual comment is very funny.
I'll read it. If Daniel Jones can't move, he's going to die.
I like how you kind of dress it up and then just read it verbatim. Perfect.
Yeah, he's this. He will. Yes, he may get killed by Will Anderson, and specifically Will Anderson, who's like an actual like freak of nature. He's ridiculous. Okay, we have said it all, except for the best bets. So take a quick break, and on the other side, we'll roll through all the games that we like today. Week 13 NFL Sunday. The sides, the totals, maybe even a teaser. Oh, yeah. And if anything happens in the Lane Kiffin drama, we will bring it to you here on the show, as we are close to coming to a head on this, with Lane set to meet with the players at some point in the near future at Oxford. Closing up shop with best bets on the other side. You Better You Bets countdown to kickoff with Nikki K and Sammy P right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.